A highly anticipated report into sexual abuse in South Australian schools has concluded that the Education Department is incompetent. An inquiry was launched last year after it emerged parents at public schools weren't told about the arrest and conviction of a staff member who raped a child. Caroline Winter reports.
In 2010, a young girl was raped by a staff member during an out-of-hours care program at a public school in Adelaide's West. Parents had no idea. Not until the case came to light in October last year. Retired Supreme Court Judge Bruce DeBell was given Royal Commission powers to investigate.
On behalf of the government, I apologise to the school community for the failure to notify parents following the arrest of a person charged with sexual offences at this school.
Premier Jay Weatherill was Education Minister at the time. The DeBell inquiry found while he wasn't aware of the abuse, two of his staff members were, but didn't pass the information on.
Well, I have taken the matter up with them and I've told them it's unacceptable and it is a mistake. The findings of Mr. DeBell also indicate, though, that both of those advisers were told that parents were being informed.
The inquiry found the Education Department relied on flawed legal judgment when it failed to inform parents and was found to have applied pressure to the school's governing council, which wanted to tell parents about the case. The current Education Minister, Jennifer Rankin, has ordered a comprehensive review of her department.
Families, they've felt abandoned, excluded and frustrated, and they want to know what the government is doing to make sure this never happens again.
The case prompted almost 100 people to give evidence to the inquiry. This man told how his daughter was allegedly abused by another student at an Adelaide Hills school 3 years ago.
She was pushed into a cubicle and subjected to what we think was roughly 20 minutes of prolonged and violent sexual assault.
The family reported the incident, but he says when the Education Department became involved, everything went downhill.
We lost faith in the system in the first meeting when it was clear that there weren't any opportunities to offer alternative plans for getting our daughter back to school.
And this parent, who also gave evidence, wants those responsible to be held to account.
There's clearly names mentioned in the report that I've seen this morning in regards to who made the mistakes, who gave bad information, who wasn't sharing information. So I guess that's a bit we have to look at. How is a department like that in such a mess that myself and my children and other families and the school community can be tortured after such an event?
The state government has accepted in principle the 43 recommendations made by the inquiry, including that the minister be notified whenever an allegation of sexual misconduct is made against a school employee.
Caroline Winter reporting.